Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Nega is here, too. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Whiz Bang Training. He knows more about being successful on Main Street than anybody I know. He's the co-author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And he's our good friend, Bob Nega. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Bob, one of the things that I've said for years is that if I could get small business owners to do two things that big companies do well, they would really we could cut failure, business failure, in half. And that is do a better job of marketing, be a little more like big companies think in their market, a little more deliberate. And number two, the way they hire, acquire, and train their employees. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I always say that your front line equals your bottom line.
Yeah, I like
that. So many small businesses, they don't need to tell your listeners this. So many small businesses, they're totally reactive. So somebody quits on a Thursday, and you need somebody in your store or in your business on a Saturday. The first person who comes in with a pulse gets hired, and that's so counterproductive. So one of the things that we teach is that you need to sort of constantly be recruiting. It just becomes part of your business mentality that you're always looking for that next great person, because that person may be going to church with you. That person may be a customer. I learned this when we had our store up in Mackinac City. For 2 years, we had the world's only seasonal McDonald's next to us. Huh. For 2 years, I always ate my breakfast at McDonald's, and I always went in the same line because Glenda was there, and Glenda was unfailingly pleasant.
She knew how you liked your biscuit, too, didn't she?
She did. And one day, I was in line. I needed somebody right now, and just somehow the words... fate just pushed the words out of my mouth. I said, Glenda, will you come work for me?
Oh, no.
And she looked up and she said, I thought you'd never ask.
I'll be darned.
And you know what, Jim? She still works. I sold that business in 1999. And
so you hired her away from McDonald's?
I hired her away from McDonald's.
Right?
It was a real upward move.
I'll be darned.
But she's still there.
She's still with the business that you started and sold. I'll be darned. How about
that's
that?
That's right. The point there is.
So now, wait a minute. Is the point to train your people so they'll impress people, or is the point to train your people so somebody will steal them from you? Which point are you making there, Bob?
the point is that there's plenty of great people out there. You just got to keep your eyes open. You have to keep your eyes peeled so that you get the right people. If you don't get the right people, you can't even train them. You can't.
And I'll tell you something else. There's another thing going that you can do. Small businesses don't always need someone, but we're always bumping into good candidates, and we need to be keeping an eye out for our friends, if nothing else.
That's exactly
because
right.
I've done this many times. I've run into people out doing jobs, and I knew they were underused. And I thought, man, if I could ever hire them, I would. And then somebody else would say, hey, I need somebody. I say, look, go talk to this person.
There you go.
So get your network of peers.
That's brilliant.
Get your network of peers and you guys agree to be telling each other about people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's the first part is making sure that you get good people. Mm-hmm. They've already been brought up. If they're surly, if they're not helpful. When you hire them, you can't train them to
do
be
you
helpful.
Believe,
They're already adults.
Do you like the idea of testing? Do you do testing?
No, we don't. We don't. I do like the idea of
It's testing. A good idea because they've got this thing. They've got testing now. Some of my friends, Pierce and Jane Howard, do a test on the five-factor model, personality test.
Right.
And they can tell whether this person is going to be good in sales. If you're hiring them for sales and if they take this test, they can tell you yes or no, they will be and they won't be. And you know what? They'll be right.
Yep, that's right. You know, and so we never did when we had a retail store. But we were very, very skilled interviewers, which was,
right.
You know, which was mm-hmm. a great skill to have. But what we do test at Whiz Bang Training, our current company, and we do Colby testing, which is mm-hmm. a little different. But you're right.
But the main thing is, the main thing we're talking about is, folks, be more deliberate, a little more patient, and a little more professional. Just try to raise your level of professionalism a notch or two, and you'll wind up weeding through people who were never going to make it and getting to the right people.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that you hit on something that's very, very important there when you said the word patient.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I learned this the hard way, but, you know, I got to the point where I said I would rather work every hour
right.
we're open than hire somebody who's not going to be right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yep, there's a little short-term pain
especially when you're a small business and you got four people or eight people or 12 people or whatever. Every person is a high concentration of your team, and one bad apple is very noticeable. It's not like some of these national companies where they got 30,000 employees. One bad apple can hide, right? But in a small
right.
business, they can't hide.
Yeah. And to take the bad apple analogy a metaphor a step farther, one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch.
They can, yeah, absolutely.
So
you say just be more patient, take a little time. Find some kind of a system. What about hiring? What about bringing in somebody to take that off your hands and say, okay, I'm turning it over to you. You know, here's my deadline. I need to know something in a week or two. Find me somebody, and I'll pay you for that. What do you think about that?
I don't like that for small businesses.
Right.
I think that's good for a big company who, you know, I think that, you know, your listeners who are owner-operators, you need to look somebody in the eye. You need to get
No, I'm not saying they hire the person. I'm saying you hire somebody to bring you people who meet your criteria because you're not as patient and you're not as deliberate and you're not as professional as you need to be. See what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not buying it, Jim.
You still don't like it, huh? Okay. All right.
You know what I think? I think that whole hiring, interviewing piece for small business is so important. It's
yep.
a skill you need to learn.
Okay, there you go, folks. You got it from the man. He knows it. I've never run a kite store 12 months out of the year. He has. Listen to Bob. 20 after the hour. We come back. We're going to talk about rounding out that training and make sure your employees are selling the stuff you want to sell. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.